Zayin and Aleph, holding Rashi towards the bottom, in Serf Klum, holding the Rashi, three lines in, at the end of the Rashi. So the case of the Gemara was a case that you had, if you have your picture over there, you have Rishus Rabbim on one side, Rishus Rabbim on the other side, then there's a Mobi which goes across from the Rishus Rabbim on one side to the other. Instead of going straight into the Rishus Rabbim, there's what's called the Rechava behind it. So there's an opening in the wall of the Rechava, which corresponds directly to the opening of the Mavi. So a person standing in the Mavi, he can see straight through to the Rishus Rabbim. The Rashi says, how do we know that's the case? The Rehuda just said, a Mavi which is called the Rechava in Tzara Klum. Okay. So how do we know the case was that there was an opening in the Rechava wall? Where am I getting that from? So Rashi, v'holeka l'meimer, it's not possible to say the b'shem b'nei Rechava yitzrich l'ashmin and l'asya b'nei Mavi. V'afilu lo irva imohem. Maybe the issue here is not because there's a wall that's open. The issue over here is a different issue. That the members of the Chiddush is a case where you have the ownership of the Rechava is by X amount of people. They use that area. And there wasn't an Eruv and Ruvah Chatzeris between them and the B'nai Mavoi. And the Chiddush over here is that the Mavi and the B'nai Rechava, it's not also to carry in the Mavi, you know, the Mavi opens into the Rechava and there's no air between the two of them, that you're allowed to carry in the Mavi. Maybe that's the Chiddush, but it's not discussing that there's an open wall at all. So how do we know that? So Rashi says, you can't say that's the Pshat. To Anami Pshita, that's obvious. The Rechava, like boy, the Ruve, there's no din of Eruv and Chateris for Rechava. The Stam Rechava ain't but the Yurim, Lotzis Velova. People do not use the Rechava as the area which they go in and out. Vein Tashmisha Tadda, they do not use it in a regular basis. Kinamina Perek Sheni. Man the Shur of the Tule. Mina Mobi of the Secha, should the less but the Yurim. The Mor says, the one who allows you to carry from the Mavi into the Rechava is because people don't live there. It's not made for living. It wasn't made for living, meaning it wasn't made for their standard usages. It was for storage. So that's not an area. Bilchus HaKavod said, we pass on like that number later on, that there's no issue to carry from a Mavi to a Rechava or vice versa, even though there's no area between the owners of the Rechava and the Mavi because it's not used. It wasn't an area which was used. We paskin like him. Why? The Kaimel and Bechol Torah, that Mechol is the team of Acha and Ravina. The Kaimel and Bechol Torah, we have a Klal and Shas. That Rav Acha, Lechumra, whenever there's Mechol, the more brings a Mechol to Rav Acha and Ravina, the more says, Ravach Ravina the Amri, Amar Omer this, Amar Omer that. Whenever that's the presentation, we assume Ravach was the one who was the Machimer, and Ravina was the one who was Mekel. Vehicles like Ravina the Kula, we're Mekel like Ravina, Barme Umsa, Bayi, Umazriki, except for these three cases. Okay. Fine. So the kiddush of Rav Yehuda's statement can't be because of the ownership of the Rechava as the issue. That can't be the issue. So the issue has to be that it's a Mavi Mefulish, that it's open on one end, and the other end it's open to Rishus Rabbim. But since it goes through Rechava in the middle, the fact that it's Mefulish, it opens Rishus Rabbim on the other side is irrelevant. That has to be the kiddush. Furthermore, Zakrashi. Now, so Bahuadin Lechatzer, let's say the situation was that area wasn't a Rechav, it was a Chatzer. It means it was an area which was in front of the homes and was used for regular usage. So now already you'd have a case of a Mavi directly open into a Chatzer with no doors or anything, it's just totally open at the end. So it's totally, as far as it's concerned, it's totally open on one side to a chotzer. See, if the Bnei Chotzer and the Bnei Mavi weren't ma'arif together, then you couldn't carry in the Mavi. Because it's totally porous to a makram ha'osr law. The people in the Mavi can't carry in the, have no rights to the chotzer, and it's totally open to that area. That would be true. But if the case, let's say that there was an area between the Bnei Mavi and the Bnei Chotzer, sings on the eighth, right? They made an Erev together. So, a Rechava without an Erev and a Chatzah with an Erev are the equivalent. There's no issue of ownership because either the Rechava doesn't require an Erev or the Chatzah has an Erev with the B'nai Mavi. So, what's the issue? The issue here is the door on the other side. Rashi, that would have been the same true thing. This statement of Rehuda wasn't a base matter statement. It was a lemaisa statement. I mean, somebody asked him a shayla in the case of a rechava. That's why he passed on the rechava. It wasn't the theoretical. Okay. It was in the place called Dura de Reusa. This is what happened. Now, this part of the Rashi is not 100% fair, because the Mora, at least it, the we'll see. The Mora could be was not sure about that point, that maybe he was choosing Rechava specifically or not. That's going to be, but right now we're going to assume that there's no difference. A Chotzer with an Erev and Rechava without an Erev are the same thing. Okay, now Rashi just gives you some information that Kol Kanisa V'Yitzia Debatim.
What else?
I'm sorry, what?
What else?
What else could be?
Yes.
They chose Rechava specifically and not a Chotzer. Kol Kanisa Yitzia Debatim Sheba Hashas Derech HaChotzer Hu B'Chotzer L'Tnei HaBatim. All flow of traffic was usually from the Bais to the Chotzer and the Chotzer out to the Mavi or out to the Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So that was the statement that Rav Yehuda said. I'm going to lay by, we're holding the bottom of the second to last line of the Gemara. Yeah. I'm going to lay by the Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says to Rav Yosef. So remember, Rav Yosef has said over this statement of Amar Rav, that with this Machlokes, which we had before, is by a Sartre Mikan, etc. But then we have Rabbi Yosef quoted Rabbi Yehuda to say this din of Imhayim Mavi Kol Rechava Ein Tzarklum. That statement Rabbi Yehuda did not attribute. The statement before Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav. Here is Rabbi Yehuda stopped talking without saying, and he was a Talmud of both Rav and Shmuel. Tamalei Abaya Rabbi Yosef Hod Rabbi Yehuda the Shmuel he. This statement that Rabbi Yehuda said, he learned it from his Rabbi Shmuel, not from his Rabbi Rav. The Rav, because if he learned it from Rav, we would have a steer in Rav. So therefore, we have to assume that he said it from Shmuel. The Rav, Batarti. If it would be Rav, we would have a steer in two statements of Rav, or no, we'd have a steer in Rav in 2 points. What did Rav say that is creating this problem? The Omer Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Omer Rav. Mavi shenifritz bimaluoi lechotzer, shenifritz lechotzer kenegdoi, and so here we have the flow of the mavi, the same case, but here it's a chotzer at the end, and here the Rav says explicitly, and the other wall there was an opening from the mavi was nifritz bimaluoi means there was no walls at the end, it was totally open as far as the mavi is concerned into the chotzer. Rashi would point out the chotzer was actually wider than the mavi. So as far as the chotzer is concerned, it's not totally open. That wall, there's a wall on both sides, and there's a mavi in the middle. Yeah?
Yeah.
But as far as the chotzer is concerned, it's totally open. It's in.
But is this different than the rechava?
It's the exact same case. Only this is the case of a chotzer.
The chotzer's narrowing down to get into the mobile. The mobile is closed.
The chutzner is
narrowing down
when the mobile comes by the pace of the mobile. Right. Right. Correct.
Whereas the mobile is completely
open,
full,
right.
Full width.
Right.
And that's what it means in the frutz below.
Right. So it's totally open. The full end, the full back end of the mobile is open to the chutzner. The difference of chutzner connected. And there's an opening of the chutzner on the other side into Rishus Rav. Okay? So Rav said, chutzner muteris, mavi aser. The chutzner is muter to carry, and the mavi is also to carry. Now, so Rav Yehuda just got through saying the case where there's a rechav at the end, that you're allowed to carry in the mavi. And here we have Rav saying, you cannot carry in the mavi. Okay? So, right away, there's clearly some difference. But the Mora says there's a difference betarti. What's the difference in the case of this case and the case of the mavi, which is called the rechava, which Rabbi Yehuda said it's mutter. So it must be, Zakta Baya, that Rabbi Yehuda said that din in the name from his Rebbe Shmuel, and this is Rav talking, and they disagree. Now, where's the tarti? So Rashi explains where the tarti is. We don't, but Rashi adds it in, but that would be the logical. Otherwise, what's the chiddush? Okay. Okay, so now before we see Rashi, the Mor says, what was the Yosef? So that was a Bayek deduction. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef said back, and all of that.
There is a Gears apparently that does say Lurishus Rabbim.
Okay, that's.
It's convenient in other words, if it's a Chatzar Kenegdo Lurishus Rabbim.
Okay, so that makes it even easier.
Thank you.
So Rabbi Yosef is back to Abaya, Amalei, Anolo Yadan, I don't know, but of the Haba Badura de Rusa, this story took place in the city, the place called Dura de Rusa. So Rashi says that just means a Kfar Royim was a city, it was a village of shepherds. And the story was Mavi Shekhala Rechava Haba, it was a Mavi Shekhala Rechava, Vasa Kameda Rav Yehuda, Le Asa Chabla Midi. So it's very possible that he got it from Shmuel. Now, is that answering any of the questions? Is it not answering any of the questions?
No.
Mavoi shekalo rachava is mavoi that ends in a rachava, or
that was the case on the way. I'm not, but it ended in the rachava. So therefore, we kasha mishmei the rav to have mishmei the Shmuel. Right? But if you find that it's difficult, that it can't go like Rav.
The question from Madal.
I was asking about Shekalabu Rechava.
In other words, the Mora says it's a steer in Tarti. The Mora says, listen, this is the Maisa, how it happens. So now, if this is the Maisa, how it happens, when he specifically, was he choosing Rechava specifically, or that was how the story happened? So maybe it could be there's no difference in Rechava and Achatzer. Maybe there is a difference in Rechava and Achatzer. So that's part of the question we'll have to figure out when we get to Rashi. So let him even name a Shmuel, we'll touch him, but nothing will be Shmuel. This is Rav, this is Shmuel, and everything is good. Let's see Rashi. Tap Rashi? No. Bottom Rashi, Zayim and Aleph. Hodr Yehuda. That which you, Rav Yosef, finished off your sentence in the name of your paragraph in the name of Rav Yehuda. Well, Pirush to call me man gomra, and you said you heard Rav Yehuda, but you don't know who Rav Yehuda learned it from. Can refresh Bereshit the Milsa Mishmei the Rav Light in the first sentence that he said, the first halakha that he said it in the name of Rav. And this one, he didn't say who he said it from, but I'm telling you, this halacha he must have learned from Shmuel, not from Rav. Bimalu, Apanei Kula, the back, the middle wall, which means your Mavi has two side walls and a back wall. It's called the middle wall for our purposes. That back wall is totally removed. It's totally open. And the opening of the chutz is less than 10, so it's not a pierce. As far as the chutz is concerned, it's a Pesach. Chutz of the muteris. The chutz is muter to carry. The chutz is not totally open to the mavi. Gifufin mikan mikan. Gifufin just means extensions. So the wall continues on both sides of the movi. So these are doorways. Let's say there was no shetuvim of voice. It doesn't prevent your person from carrying in the hischatzer. As long as hischatzer had an eruv amongst themselves, they can carry. Either the doorway, which if it's a doorway, it's not a problem. Okay, so if this chotzer is opening into the mavi, that's fine. Our chotzer is oisin the mavi, but the chotzer is dupe make the mavi oisin because they the logic is because the mavi doesn't impact the chotzer, but the b'nai mavi don't have any rights in the chotzer, but the b'nai chotzer have rights in the mavi. Each. The mavi is made for the flow of traffic in and out into the chatzeres. So all of the b'nei chatzeres have rights in the mavi. But the b'nei mavi don't have rights in my chatzer, because since you're part of this mavi, you have a right in my chatzer. No, it's my private chatzer. So the chatzer isn't affected by the ownership of other people, but the mavi is affected by the ownership of the chatzer. So the b'nei chatzer are allowed to carry. Now, if the chatzer would be totally open to the mavi and opening to more than 10, say, if it appears a tinit, so now you have a situation where I have an area where I'm allowed to carry, and it's totally porous, it's an area which I can't carry. That's a problem. It's called so that, then I have a problem, I couldn't carry in the chatzer either. But the case over here was that the opening was less than 10, and it was a doorway, because there was walls on both sides, so it's a door. I mentioned in the Hakdama, but we haven't had the Gemara yet. Avachatzer is osim b'mavi. Shreidris is regleim alov. People have a right to walk from the chotzer into the mavi. And the other side is open to Rishus Rabim. The fact that there's a doorway between the chotzer and the Rishus Rabim isn't the problem. The chotzer a pesuch like a pesachu. That opening of the chotzer into the Rishus Rabim was like a pesach. It was less than 10. So the chotzer says, "Listen, I have a doorway to the Rishus Rabim. I have a doorway to the mavi. Isn't it 8?" The mavi says, "Oyve, I have this total opening between me and this chotzer. I have a headache." The mavi also. Nobody can carry the mavi.
Right.
Now, what's the problem? So we have potentially two problems. We have one problem is, we could learn up the problem is, the way we're drawing the picture is that if you're standing in the mavi, you can see straight through to the Rishus Rabim.
That's called an open mavi?
And that'll be a mavi mafulish, right? An open mavi. Or alternatively, the problem is because the mavi is totally open to the chotzer, which it can't carry in the chotzer. So, which one is the problem?
Before, I'm sorry to keep interrupting. In the cases we've dealt with up until now, where we've had chatzeros off a mavoi, there hasn't been any.
We haven't discussed the halacha of shetufei mavuos, right? That's really later comes up later on.
Okay, we haven't mentioned a lechi or kura or anything at that opening. Well, usually between the mavoi and the chatzer.
Well, usually it's a door. It's a clear doorway on both sides. Over here, it's not a clear doorway on both sides because here's our first case. We have that the back area is a chatzer. Usually, it's a wall.
That is completely. That's nifrat mulo.
Right.
So that okay. Thank you.
Normally, all the patients we've had the chutz on the side, so as far as the mavi is concerned, it's clearly a doorway also.
The
wigapim
on either side,
right.
One side at least.
Okay, mavi osir, because so that's a minute for now. So Rashi's like this. if the fact that Rav discussed the case of Nifritz HaChatsha Kenegdoi, that would indicate that the issue over here, why is he bringing that in? If his point is that you can't, you know, potentially there's 2 points. One is that the Mavi is open into this Chatzar. So, the Mavi has a problem because the Chatzar is opening into it and it offers the name of it. Okay, so what's the relevance that there's an opening in the other wall? Right? So, because the Chodaitim in the Noka, but if it's a Chatzar Kenegdoi, the problem is because it looks like the Mavi are foolish. Because as far as the Mavi is concerned, I'm saying the Mavi, I see straight through them, just a rabbit. So far as the Mavi is concerned, the problem is it's totally open. So it needs closure. Okay? The problem wasn't because, well, it's broken open, it's totally wide open into this Chatzar. That wasn't the problem. Okay? That's the more assuming right now. Rav Yehuda Minanoket Rechava, Rav Yehuda, he gave an example of a Rechava. Ashminim, the Mishum, the foolish, Loi Mitzer. So, Rechava, Rav Yehuda specifically chose the case of Rechava because there's no diurim there. There's nobody living.
No real traffic.
So that's not a place where people live, and therefore there's no need of a Ruvei Chatzeris for that area. So he clearly, right now, the Mora's assumption, he clearly assumed the halachas he gave example of a Rechava. So the only issue is the Pilush. And he said, doesn't bother me, the Pilush. And Rob's saying, well, hey, Pilush is a problem. There's no diurim over there. But now, I have a kolal lechatzer osrile. The Gemara is assuming that Rav Yehuda had the scenario been a case of opening into a chatzer, it would have asked on the bnei chatzer to carry. That's the Gemara is assuming right now in Rav Yehuda. Come on, Mefarsh Tamayu. The Gemara is explaining why should that be. Why should there be an Isser in the Bnei Chatzar because of the Mavi? Okay? Behind the Kasha, the Rav Yehuda, the Rav, the Rav, Batarti. So that's where the two arguments are. Im Ishum Foolish, Rav is bothered by the Pilush, and Rav Yehuda is not bothered by the Pilush. Im Ishum the Nifras Chatzar, V'yasur Le Bnei Chatzar, or... And it had them in the case of opening to a chotzer. According to Yehuda, would have been also according to Rav, it's mutter for the bnei chotzer. When also le bnei chotzer, the nifritz amavi b'meluai l'rishus ha'asurulai. So that's the two questions. So he says back, lo yadana miman gam. I don't know who he learned it from. The story happened in the case of Bedura, the Reusa Kfar Royim, the village of the shepherds. Shekala Rechava. Rechava Nifritza Mekesel Shekinet, and there was an opening in the Rechava on the other side. So the Gaon Yaakov learns that we answer one question. You said the fact that Yehuda chose a case of Rechava to discuss, apparently Chatz would be different. He didn't choose the case of Rechava to discuss. That was the story, right? But But Enochanami, had it been a case of Chatzah, he would also hold its mutter for the Bnei Chatzah to carry. So that which you're suggesting that they argue, according to Rav Yehuda, in the case of a Chatzah, the Bnei Chatzah can't carry, and not that the Bnei Chatzah could carry, that's not true. But the issue of Pilush is still there, because it was a case of was foolish, and Rav says that the Pilush asers the Bnei Movi, and Rav Yehuda says, no, it doesn't. So that issue is still there. And if a Rav Yehuda says, fine, let it be, Shmuel said it. But the tarti you're not going to have anymore. That's what the Gaon Yaakov was doing. That's why he felt it was important to tell me that's how it happened. Was it?
So a few lines above, we're talking about the Rechava Lake during the Isura.
Right.
So the the issue comes from the fact that there are people living there? I mean, is there a causal relationship here?
And Malkum, we'll see, best we can see later on, the Kermis, which were not beaker made for living in, they don't have, in other words, all the Issurim of Aruba Chatzeris and these type of things is because we perceive a private area and a public area. When the private area isn't private in the sense it's not really used in a regular basis, or it's not used for private things, people perceive it as a space, not as a private area. So with the Chazal, we're not Machai, we're Ruvah Chetzeris in those type of situations. So the Mishnah will talk about Perkol Agagus, talks about a case where we have flat roofs adjacent to each other. Do we need a Ruvah Chetzeris for our two roofs? Our roofs, you know, you use your roofs once in a while. So the Tanakhama of the Mishnah says, Kol Gagos here is Rishus Achas. All the I can carry from any roof to any rooftop I want, you know, I can spend my whole Shabbos jumping from rooftop to rooftop carrying things without a Ruvah Chetzeris. But if I want to go down, I got a problem. Right? So Rechava fits into the area of those type of areas like the Gagas, etc.
So we have the Rishiyot that are D'oraita or D'rabbanan.
This is the Rishiyot, which is the Yachid, it has walls.
Right. And then it sounds like on top of that, we have this perception layer.
Right.
These public and private spaces.
Correct. I mean, if you look at all our cases, I mean, the people from the bias can't carry to the chutzah because the bias is private and the chutzah is public. I mean, the chutzah is a shusayaka, the rice, it has four walls. But for the purpose of the Ruvah Chatzeris, it's a problem.
So basically, each individual balabai, the chutzah is.
It's this public area.
More public area.
Right.
Vis-a-vis the mavoi, the chatzar is a more private
area. Right, so against the chatzar, will also in the mavoi. That's how the Rambam works. Okay. So that's how the Mor is assuming that this statement of Rabbi Yehuda Marav can't, Rabbi Yehuda cannot be according to Rav, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have this area going all the way through in the mavoi, through the chatzar into the Srisa Rabbam, there's an opening here. So you can carry in the Mavi, and Rav says you can't carry in the Mavi without doing something because it's totally open to Rishus Rav. Mor says no, you got the story all wrong. Remember, there are two potential problems in Rav's case. Rav's case was you have your Mavi and you have this chotzer here and you have the opening here. So he says, oh, and you can't carry here. I can tell you can't carry here because it's open to Rishus Rav here. Okay, you can't carry here because there's this big chotzer here, which is not, they didn't do an Eir. So the Gemara is assuming the problem is the Pilush. The Rashi says, because otherwise, what's irrelevant? That there's a door, that there's an opening here. We make a closed wall and say, I have a chutzah, I have a mavi. The chutzah makes the mavi also to care. Good. The Gemara says, no, that you got it wrong. That's not the problem. That what you assume is not the problem is the problem, and what you assume is the problem is not the problem. But the Gemara says, Hasha, the Omalei, Rav Sheshes, the Rav, Shmuel bar Abba, Vamer lechol the Rav Yosef bar Abba. Now the Rav Sheshes is told either one of these two the Amoraim, Shmuel bar Abba or Rav Yosef bar Abba. Asmer lechol, I will explain to you. Kan she'ervu, kan shelo ervu. The issue was whether there was an Erev Ruvah Chatzeris or not between the Chotzer and the Mavoi. If that's true, and that's the issue, so the Rav Namilukash. So I can tell you that this statement is what Rav Yehuda said is Rav talking, and it's not a stira because Kan She'ervu B'nei Chotzer in B'nei Mavoi Kan Shaloi Ervu. So a Rechava is the equivalent of an Erev which doesn't need an Erev. So had it been a chutzah with an Erev or a rechava without an Erev, that's like there's an Erev, and then it's mutter to carry. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. And Rav's case is a case where there wasn't an Erev, and it's also to carry. So that's the way we can answer this. So Abaya's assumption that the Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, not the name of Rav, is not true. Dr. Asher. Ask for the Chum Milsa the Rav, the Gemir no Lomino. Mine. I want to explain to you how I learned it from Rav. I mean, so Rav Shesh was a Talmud of Rav. And he's telling you, this is how Rav explained to me what he was saying. Kanshi Erva, Kanshi Lo Erva Klarmer. Hi, Mowry. Oster, the Kamar Rav, Yesh Kilik Bedaber. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Shepomim Oster, Pomim Mutter. Sometimes it's Mutter, sometimes Oster. Erva B'nei Chotzim, B'nei Mowry. If there was a Ruvah Chatzers between the two of them, B'nei Avot Mutter. They're allowed to carry. This is opening out to Rishas Rav. I don't care. The whole Dotsu Le Rav, why am I sure I'm a foolish cost? The problem wasn't out the Pilush. The case wasn't even that they were wasn't foolish. It was the opening of the wall of the chotzer wasn't directly opposite the mavut. So what's the kiddush? There's a Rubik and Sayris and it's closed. Of course it's mutter. So Zakrashi, the high nifer the chotzer connected. Mishum Rebusa the chotzer knocker. The kiddush is in the for the bnei chotzer. What's that? The Alva gav the rabbim and the chnosin lo bezu b'yotzin lo bezu. This chotzer became a thoroughfare for the bnei shes rabbim. I say, oh, it's a great shortcut. Go through this chotzer, where there's an opening, through to the moving out to the next shes rabbim. So there became a flow of traffic going through it. I feel hachi shari. It's still mutter. It's a doorway, so it's not a problem. Even though there's a flow of traffic coming through here, it's somewhat. In a case where there's no Eruvah Chatzeris, the problem of the Movi wasn't because there's an opening in the wall on the other side. Because the Bnei Chatzer answered him. Kilo, everyone, there's no air. Why the kimmel they have a miluoi? It's totally open on its end into the chotzer. That's not a doorway. That's a pirtzah. But the yurei chotzer oisim alov vu en oisir aleim. Can we even pair kol gagos here? Now the Mishnah says later on, following scenario, you have two chotzers worth two chotzeres which are immediately adjacent to each other. So the Mishnah discusses like this. If let's say there's a wall between the two of them, there's a doorway, so they can each make an own Erev. They make their own Erev, they make their own Erev. And that's fine. Either the access won't tell them, it's fine. Not a problem. If the opening is a pirtza, then they can't make one Erev and one separate Erev. If it's a pirtza, it's more than 10 amas wide, so then it's one big area. What about a scenario where one chatzer is smaller than the other? So this is chatzer A, and this is chatzer B. And this opening is less than 10. Mm-hmm. So chatzer A says, it's a doorway.
What is it, full width?
Full width.
Okay.
Chatzer A says, oh, it's a doorway. Right? It's less than 10. I have walls on both sides. This is a doorway. I don't have to join you. Chatzer B says, oh, it's a pirtza. I'm totally open. Because it's totally open, that's called a pirtza. So now, what's the look on that scenario?
We commonly say walls on both sides. I mean, does it need to be both sides, or could it be a wall on one side only with the openings shoved all the way over?
That's Machlokes Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
Let's assume for now that the walls on both sides, it'll make life easier.
Okay.
Okay, so the case was you have this large chotzer, you have a smaller chotzer, and from the katana side it's totally porous. So the Mishnah's lashon is diure gedolah b'katana. That's the lashon Mishnah. What does that mean? Klamer oisim b'katana, the diure gedolah make the katana oser. Did it who the butler the gabo? When diure katana b'gedolah, the b'gedolah. Pesach, who Shaykh has Hashiach Behene and Pesach, we also know that the door between is not a problem. So, as far as the Bnei Chotzer Gdarla is, the fact that Bnei The fact that Bnei Chotzer Ketana have access, so they're being dar here, they're living here also, doesn't bother me. They have access. That's okay. It's a doorway. The fact that Bnei Chotzer Ketana have access to the Ketana, Aser is the Ketana. So, give me a prayer. Never the curse of Allah, Eser Amos. They can count the doorways. Say, oh, we'll make us up one big group because we have a doorway. If there's a wall between, they can't join together. If there's a door between, they could join together. If there's a person between, they must join together. Okay? So, as far as the Mavi is concerned, it's part of the Maluai. As far as the Chotzer is concerned, it's a Pesach. So the Chotzer says, I'm okay, it's a Pesach. The Moshe says, I'm not okay, it's a Pirtza. And that was Rav's din. So Rav wasn't discussing this with Pilush at all. So the Rav and Rav Naman Lotikshi, Klarmer, Mahashtra, Matsin Lamemer, the Rav Yehuda, Bedura, the Rusa, Kirav Avdua, he held like Rav. Kirminu Khan, Kancha Irvu, Kancha Lirvu, Ubrahavad, Lekha Diurim, the mystery of Mavi. So once, when you don't need an Erev, it's like you made an Erev. So it doesn't answer. So the Pilish is not a problem, and there's no need for an Erev in Shalom Yisrael. Fine. Something more like this. Okay. L'may the Solok Adaitin Meikor. That was the more assumed originally. Eben Shirvu, Ben Shalom Irvu, Pligi, whether there was an Erev, whether there was yes, an Eruv, not an Eruv. Rav Halacha was nothing to do with the fact there's an Eruv or not. It was the Pilush which was the problem. And you held there was two arguments. There's an argument that Rav holds Pilush is a problem, and Rehuda holds it wasn't. And Rav held that the Bnei Chotzer can carry, and Rehuda holds that the Bnei Chotzer can't carry. What's that argument? What are they arguing in? Ben Shib eventually, but they're arguing whether there was an Erev or not. It means if there's an Erev, Rav saying the name of it can't carry because it's foolish. And Yehuda saying, no, no problem. If there's no Erev between the two of them, Rav is saying the Bnei Chotzer could carry, and Yehuda saying they can't. What's his argument about? Be Erev my pligi? Be Shalom Erev my pligi? Okay, it's a little more like this. B'shelo Erevu, in the case that there wasn't an Eruv Chatzeres between the Bnei Chotzer and the Bnei Mavui, and the way we're learning, Rav says the Bnei Chotzer could carry, and Rehuda and the Havamina held that they can't carry. What's that argument about? They're arguing on the following. They're arguing in a case where it's near Mibachutz, Veshav Mifnim. The best way to describe this to you is that the picture which you've been working with, let's find the picture. The best way to describe it to you, for sure. Yeah. Okay. You have a picture there?
So which picture is it in this?
It's a picture we've been working with, but just stand in the Mavli and as far as the Mavli is concerned, you're standing in the Mavli, you're looking at the Mavli, I don't see a wall, I don't see a doorway. But if you're standing in the Chotzer, you see a doorway. So when I have to define the doorway of the Mavli, is that defined because I'm outside the Mavli, I see a doorway. That's a valid definition of a doorway of a Mavli.
When standing outside the Mavli in the Chotzer.
Well, in this case, it's in the Chotzer. It would directly be in the Gavi, which is a Rabbi Mos, right? Right. 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 Because hey guys, vis-a-vis the Chotzer, this is clearly a doorway, so it's a doorway from the Chotzer to the Mavi. So what it means, it's not a doorway the other way. If it's a doorway, it's a doorway. Or no, hey guys, when you're standing in the Mavi, it's called a Pirtza. It's called a Pirtza. So how refers to that as near me b'chutz or shavim ifnin. When you're standing outside, it's visible. We're standing inside, it's shove, it's totally equal. I don't see an indication of a doorway.
Flush.
It's flush. Thank you. That's the word. Right? So, how do we judge a case of Nirbim Chut Shavifnim? So one says that's called like Nirbim Shnei Tzadim. And one says that it's not. So that's one argument. That's a case of below Erevu. The Erevu can be flagi, but Rav Yosef. That's not bite, it was more than we can shoot. Yeah. Okay, so that's Machlokes number one. The Morris says that's the suggestion, that's Machlokes. Let's see. Let me start the Rashis. The Mahdi told that to Mekora, the Bain Erbu, Benchel Erbu Pliki. The Philip Erbu also Rav, even in the case that there's an Erbu Rav holds its also, but time of Meshum Mefulish. The problem was when it's Mefulish, so it's a problem. And Rav says, it doesn't bother me. So it's even in the case of Erbu. But the Afka difference of Chotzer Kenegdoi Kamer, that's obvious only with the opening of the Chotzer is open, corresponding to where the Mavi is. Which would indicate that otherwise there's no problem. The Mavi wouldn't be Asur because of Mnei Chatzar. V'hadar Yehuda the Shmuel, and Yehuda's talking in Shmuel. And V'shari be'erv, he holds the case of Erev was Mutter, Kigan Rechava, the Beloi Boy Erev. Chatzar with an Erev and Rechava without Erev, the equivalent. The Nifritza Rechava connect, even though the Chatzar, the opening other wall of the Rechava or the Chatzar is open, it's Mutter. And also below Erevu Gabi Chatzar, feel the Nifritza. And in the Harami, we assume the fact that he chose the case of Rechava, he holds the case of Chatzar, it's going to be Osir, in Nokar Rechava or Nokar Chatzar. They argue that point. Karn the Rav, it's Mutter to carry the Chatzar, Karn the Rav, it's not. My time of the Rav, the Chashalei Mefulish. Why does Rav feel it's called Siddur Mefulish? My time of the Shmuel, the Lord Karev Mefulish. Why would Rav consider this Mefulish and Shmuel say it's not? That's one question. The second question, Shaloi Irvu, Kiloi Nifritza, in which then the issue isn't the Piritza, the issue is that the lack of Eruv. So my time of the Shmuel, Domer B'nei Chatzar Asri, the B'nei Chatzar Asr. My time of the Rav, Domer Lo Yasri, that they're not Asr. So what are these two arguments about? Let's hold the Rashi's here. We'll hold the Rashi right here.